Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Despite recent statistics showing an increase in opioid overdoses among women in Massachusetts, the number of women seeking addiction treatment has dropped, in some cases dramatically. Many providers are worried that less demand could result in fewer treatment programs for those who identify as women. There are already signs of changes in some women's programs, and loved ones are concerned as well. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
In her home in southeastern Massachusetts, Patty Parent shows photos of a happier time with her daughter, Katie.
She was a cheerleader. She got prom queen twice. Who does that? Twice.
Shortly after high school, drugs overtook Katie's life. She went to treatment. Parent says what helped most was a program on Cape Cod for women. Katie was there for 3 months in 2012.
She was like herself again when she got out of there. It was really nice.
Katie did well for 3 years. Parent says she was taking care of her children and getting her life together. But that didn't last.
My granddaughters were upstairs, and they started screaming, "Nana, Nana, Mama's not breathing."
Parent was trained to administer the anti-overdose medication, naloxone.
I gave it to her twice. It didn't work. And my neighbor next door came over and helped, and the ambulance came and everything, police, and it was just awful.
Katie died at age 35 in 2015. In gratitude for the final years she had with her daughter, Parent regularly visited the program on Cape Cod. It was called Emerson House and was part of Gosnold Treatment Center. A few months ago, Parent was troubled to find out that Gosnold no longer offers single-gender treatment.
They were so supportive there. It was really good. And just being just for women, it made the girls more comfortable. My daughter wouldn't have opened up, and, you know, if it was a co-ed thing.
Gosnold says it's changing programs not because of less demand from women, but more demand for comprehensive mental health care. CEO Richard Kukuru says Gosnold has to evolve.
We were predominantly an addiction center, but now we're a behavioral health organization. We're treating patients who are suffering both from substance use disorder and a co-occurring mental illness. And we know that 85% of the patients who have an addiction also have a co-occurring disorder. So to treat one without the other is really negligent.
But many providers say they are making changes because the demand for women's treatment has dropped, especially during the pandemic. Victory Programs in Boston says the number of referrals they received for women was down by almost two-thirds last summer. They've converted some programs to meet increased need from men, who represented three-quarters of all treatment enrollments in the state in the last fiscal year. Another provider, the Dimmick Center, also has seen a drop in women seeking treatment. The Dimmick Center's Maya Betts says mothers in particular face several obstacles.
We are looking at those motivators for treatment, and one is childcare issues and custody issues. Women are opting out of treatment to ensure that their children stay in their custody.
Addiction researchers hope that lower demand doesn't result in fewer options for women. They say women tend to have different needs, often having experienced trauma or sexual abuse and violence, things they may not be able to easily talk about in mixed gender groups. Dr. Shelley Greenfield at McLean Hospital says the research suggests that many women benefit more from treatment specifically designed for them.
It is not that mixed gender treatment is not effective, is that for a significant group of women, the women's focused treatment will be the one where they can feel themselves able to address the very specific challenges and needs that they have, both in their addiction, but also in how they will engage with treatment and sustain their recovery over time.
The state is collecting data to determine why fewer women appear to be seeking help. Deidre Calvert, director of the Bureau of Substance Addiction Services, says a new approach is required because more women need treatment and aren't getting it.
These programs, many of them were created decades ago by white men with alcohol problems, right? And so you know, they don't actually match the needs for a BIPOC woman or a woman with children or somebody who's experienced homelessness or trauma or has been trafficked.
Calvert's office is considering proposals such as making telehealth easier and revising policies for how child welfare officials become involved when a mom seeks treatment. The pandemic and staffing issues, Calvert says, have exacerbated the difficulties for women.
The child care, the lack of finances, the homeschooling, the mental health, the increase in use, all of those things are making it much more challenging.
State data show a 15% increase in the number of women who died of opioid overdoses in 2020 compared with the previous year. A recent state survey indicated that more women reported using substances during the pandemic. Patty Parent follows the statistics after her daughter's death and questions why there isn't more urgency when addiction is still prevalent.
You know, it's everywhere. It doesn't have any boundaries. And until something changes, nothing's going to change.
There has been some change. There are 18% more residential treatment beds for women now than there were 5 years ago. But the state says some of those beds are now, quote, underutilized. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.